Welcome to the Lion's Den. Now, we know that you're obviously used to seeing Lance Bachman here. Lance is actually celebrating his 10th anniversary. He's in Nashville right now with Emily. So I have the pleasure stepping in. My name's Casey Quinn. I work on the in-house team here. And I have the honor to be sitting down with Young Search himself, Mr. Anthony Kane, One SEO's Director of Search Engine Optimization.
Welcome to the Lion's Den, hosted by Lance Bachman.
And how you doing today, brother?
Hey, Casey. No, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on.
And I appreciate it. After, 110 episodes of this show, I'm scrolling through. I'm looking, who are we going to get for a guest this week?
I was just going to say, yeah.
Who are we going to get for a guest this week? And I said, it is a damn shame that we have not brought Anthony Kane, click and mortar himself, into the den to talk about everything he's achieved here in his time here. And it's just, honestly, the person that I look up to the most in this company. Sorry, Lance. When I started here, it was like, that's the guy that you want to get with. That's the guy that you want to learn from and follow in his steps, because this guy does it right.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. Thank you, Casey, first and foremost. And congrats to Lance and Em on 10 years.
That's I don't know how she made it, but
that's quite the milestone.
Got to be a lioness, right?
How about it? Yeah, no, definitely. But no, I appreciate – I was looking, you know, I never really got the head nod for the den.
I think we were just saving you as, like, the closer. Ace in the hole.
Yeah, all right.
It's like we have all these guests on. We have HVAC professionals. We've got lawyers and doctors and politicians. But we don't have one of the best search engine optimizers in the country.
Well, I appreciate you.
That's until
that.
Today, people.
No, thank you. No, but I think it's a great format what Lance has going on with the den.
Yeah, and it's cool that it started.
Even just kind of get bite sized, if you can only kind of catch different pieces of it, you know, it's still, I think it tends to be worth it. You get nuggets all the time.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, there's so much involved in digital marketing and, like, everything that goes into growing your business that, like, if we can give you just, like, a sliver of, hey, try this out, maybe this will work for you. Like, that's kind of what it was all about. It was born out of necessity. It was COVID craziness. We were all stuck at
that's
home.
Right.
It was like, Lance loves to talk. Lance loves being on video. Let's fire it up and get it going. But you obviously know that. You founded Taking Control.
Yeah. That was our first kind of run through, I guess, a few years
you guys
ago.
How many episodes of that?
We had over 100.
And that was like full production, too. That was like out on the floor. I remember that was right when I first started here, too. It was like, everybody, like, it was like Thursdays at like
that was
1 o'clock,
Lance and I.
Right?
That was Lance and I on Thursdays, and I think the big kind of scoop to that was it was more news, right? So it was sort digital marketing, like you said, is a moving target, and that was sort of like for the people that don't have time to spend all this time looking at the news and keeping up with algorithms and keeping up with what they need to be focused on. This was our sort of way to give it to them bite-sized, you know, hey, here's what you should be focusing on this week or this month or whatever. But then as that kind of matured, it evolved into bringing on clients. It kind of evolved, I think, a little bit more into what the den is now.
For sure.
And so,
you're like the forefather of the den.
No. I mean, in terms of like what Lance kind of envisioned for it with bringing people on, bringing experts on. I mean, we had people that ran other agencies on. Like, it was pretty transparent and it was a lot of fun. And I think it's great to see the production value for something like this nowadays, it's pretty insane.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of work that goes into it, but at the end of the day, it's fun. I mean, it's stressful. Don't get me wrong. Like, it gives me anxiety.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, it's like, look what we were able to create, especially like looking at the beginning, seeing when we were first starting with like the Zooms and stuff and like just like the graphics and stuff. We had like that crazy blue graphic behind them and everything, and it was just like, we can get better. And I feel like we've been getting better.
If you like this content and you're trying to grow your business, follow me at Lance Bachman and Lance Bachman Digital on Facebook, LFG, time to grow.
So before we dive into some of the SEO stuff that I want to talk to you about, can you just tell me kind of how you got to where you are today? Because you started in this company like right out of school, right?
Yeah. So I went to school for applied computer science. So I guess
I didn't know that.
In the sphere of, I mean, not really marketing related, but frankly, needed an internship, so I interned at a digital agency in Philadelphia that is no longer in business. It was my first experience at all with online marketing, and I think a lot of people, like my friends and family, will ask me what I do, and it's tough to explain, right? Like,
yeah.
So I say I'm in digital marketing. I'm in marketing. I think that's the easiest way to kind of explain it. But I liked what I got exposed to at the internship. And so out of college, I just immediately started to – I figured let's leverage my 3 months of experience at a digital marketing agency and apply to other agencies. And I started as a junior SEO, was interviewed by BJ and CJ. So funny story, since we're on the den, full transparency. Back when we were downstairs, there was like 25, 30 employees at the time. Lance was pretty adamant. He would interview like every new employee that came to the company. That was the third interview. You went through
the gauntlet.
The director, you went through CJ, and then Lance wanted to meet everybody, which, you know, it's a much more intimate company at the time because we were a little bit smaller. So I think, you know, he was able to do that a lot more. But he was actually on a trip or something the week that, like, I was interviewing or whatever. So I never interviewed with him. And to this day, I think that if I had, I don't know if I would have got the job because I was like such a timid kid, and Lance is very like
– Lance.
Yeah, he's Lance. And so I still think – like it's funny because Lance and I are great friends now and we get along great. We work well together. But it's just funny. I always think like what if, you know? Like what if he interviewed me and just like had me running out of the building, you know?
Yeah,
like,
dude. And that's honestly kind of mimics my hiring story here because – I was interviewed by Bernie in this office when it was once an office before the studio. But I didn't know who Lance was. Like I thought Bernie owned this company. I thought that's who I was speaking to. Geez. And it wasn't until because in my previous job I was actually interviewing people. So I knew the things that you're supposed to do as an interviewee. So I asked him for his business card. He's like, are you kidding me? He like gets up and he walks all the way down the office to his desk and pulls his business card out. And it was like in that moment, I was like, oh, I should probably like research more about this agency that I'm applying to. And 2.5 years later, here we are.
Yeah, but I started as a junior SEO. And obviously I'm passionate about the organic side of digital marketing and sort of how that works, and then sort of leveled up to just an SEO strategist, senior SEO strategist, to eventually kind of helping run and head up the SEO department, which is a very great group of people here. They're very bright, they're always willing to get creative and kind of think outside the box. And now I just wear a couple of different hats here at ONE SEO.
Yeah, and I know that this is something that we're going to do the big reveal very soon, but I know that you and Lance have been working together on a daily basis, working on our new AI project and the Lion Logic and everything you got going there. So what inspired you? What made you think like this is the direction that we need to go? Because it kind of seems like you're ahead of the curve in that, whether it's for our clients, whether it's for our own agency, that like you're always staying one step ahead. Sure. And it's something that I love and I want to emulate and I want to, but like the amount of time you put in, that like commuting back and forth from Baltimore, like with everything that's going on, you just got married.
I did.
You got your fur baby, your new puppy and everything. That's right. You guys are down in Baltimore and like still you managed to like run the SEO department, work on this new proprietary software that we're building out for the agency and for all of our clients that is already showing tremendous success. So, I mean, how do you do it?
No, so I think, I mean, just to answer your first question about like what sort of inspired, I mean, I think between Lance and myself, as an agency of this, of our size, right, like I think we're super privileged, and I think we have the ability to really look at a lot of data at one time. And I mean by, you know, if we were to kind of group all of our clients' data together, that's a luxury that not a lot of agencies have. Not a lot of agencies have 400 clients that they can just sort of look at. And so that sort of is what I think kind of inspired, like, you know, what can we be doing with all this? How can we predict, you know, certain trends or whatever it might be based on the fact that we have this data and nobody else does? And that, you know, everything we do is geared towards just creating more success for the client. So, you know, however we can do that is how we would like to. And then the other piece is just full, you know, we're super transparent. And I think that's what kind of separates us to a degree from other agencies. It's just the fact that it's we want you to have it. It's your data. We want you to interpret it. You know, we want to be there to help interpret it and to explain like what we're doing and how we can literally change the data for the better with some of our work and strategies. And I think that's fun. And we're almost to the point where we want, you know, we're not trying to inundate, but we want you to have just anywhere, you know, one-stop shop where you can see everything that you need to. You don't have to worry about, do I have access to this? Or, you know, do I have read-only access to this? Or, you know, it's one place where it's your data. You can go and see it.
And I think it's crazy because you were heading up the flight squad team, which is
when new
clients came on, it was like our literally the group of assassins that were like, all right, you people are going to make sure that these new customers have the best possible experience for what, their first 6 months to 9 months on board?
No, so it's even shorter. It's really that first sprint of like 60 to 90 days.
Oh, okay.
You nailed it though. It's hey, you know, let's make sure we get the right strategy in place. Let's get everything in place. Let's make sure it's buttoned up and that we're not overwhelming the client in the beginning. Like, they know who they're working with. They know what the process is going to be. You know, BJ now does a great job with sort of really laying out, like, this is what it's going to look like. You know, it's going to be hectic these first 30 days, but it's because we're working. You know, we're doing a lot of that heavy lifting. But this is what you can expect. And if you cooperate with us and help approve things and help kind of keep us, you know, the conversation moving, you know, we'll be through the onboarding process faster than you think. And so, and to get to the real fun stuff, right? Like looking at data and actually kind of moving through the process. So, that was a fun transition for our company. You know, we looked at every time we signed on with a new tool, whether it be HubSpot or Pardot or whatever it might be, like, you go through an onboarding process, right? You know, that's just what it is. And so we kind of looked at that from an agency perspective and said, hey, you know, how can we kind of implement that? And that's what led to an onboarding team.
Yeah, man, I'm super excited for this to roll out. And it's close, right? We're in like the final like month or so of it, and then it's going to roll out. And it's a game changer, man. It's something that other agencies just – nobody's doing it. And it's like you guys stumbled upon the gold mine. And it's like, oh, wow, these tools work.
Yeah.
Like this stuff works. It's not just like in theory anymore. It's like you two have executed it. And with BJ, like building out this platform, that's just everything as a business owner that you would want to see.
Right.
And if you really want to dive into the weeds, you could. But for the most part, it's what am I spending and what am I getting in return? Because that's at the end of the day, all that really matters, right?
That's it. Yeah.
So when these clients come on and you've dealt with every vertical imaginable.
Pretty much.
And like, what are the biggest mistakes that you see when people first come to us? Like, what kind of things are the things holding them back?
Yeah, good question. So, you know, being on the organic side, the SEO side, I think the easiest answer that I can fall back on out of the gate would be just not giving it enough time to really like blossom or to really kind of grow and gain traction. You know, and that's, you go to any agency, and realistically, they'll tell you that SEO, you know, takes time. And our job here is to look for a few things. You know, it's to look for those quick wins out of the gate, things that are just instantly holding you back. You know, broken links, obviously. You know, it's a bad experience. People leave your website. Like, things like that we can kind of just jump in and address, but also plant the seed for the things that are going to take a little bit more time. And so out of the gate, like, I think Lance uses this statistic a lot, too, you know, clients that stay with us for longer than that 6 to 9 month period stay with us forever. And it's because they gave it the time to really recognize the results. And then, you know, the relationship kind of goes from there. It's when you jump ship, you know, it's like, why invest if you're not willing to really invest and to give it a chance?
For sure.
So I think out of the gate, it would be, you know, just not giving it enough time. But the other piece is just, is kind of be proactive and transparent on your side. You know, what are you doing on your side that we can kind of complement, or how, you know, it's when that relationship is really severed, I think that it doesn't work to the best of its ability. You know, hey, you're doing a mailer on your side. That might not directly affect our digital marketing, but it does affect it. You know, so it's good for us to be in the loop with what you're doing over there, running specials, whatever it might be.
Speaking of relationships, so I actually heard a funny story. Lance tells a story all the time because, like, obviously he loves you. He loves everything that you've done. He's seen you grow from this, like you said, a timid kid fresh out of college to just a search engine savage. And he was telling me a story about how after 2 years of being here, you came to him one day and you said, Lance, like, I gotta look for a new job. I gotta move. So can you kind of just give us a little insight, because I love this. Like, it's honestly incredible, and especially as you're sitting here today, director of SEO, five plus years later.
Yeah.
What was that conversation about?
Yeah, this isn't an incredibly known story, but it's funny. It's a funny one. Well, I guess it's funny looking back on it now. You know, obviously I was 25 at the time. I was in a great spot here, and that was the first thing I said to Lance was, hey, I appreciate like everything you guys did. This was a great, like, to me, a great stepping stone. Like, I got a ton of experience. learned a lot, like grew, yada, yada, yada. But I was sort of just looking to decide, like, if I wanted to stay in digital marketing or if I wanted to explore something, especially, you know, and it sucks to say this, but in the computer science space and really in a lot of industries, a lot of what you learn is sort of it's done. It's outdated, you know, by the time you're ready to actually apply it. So I figured, like, every year that goes by where I'm not really applying my computer science degree goes by. Every year that goes by, it's like, what, you know, what's that degree doing? Not that we don't do technical things here, and there's not applications for my degree here, because there certainly is. But that was my thought process, and Lance was pretty direct. He kind of talked me into staying. And it's funny. Yeah, it's a funny story, but it was – I think it ultimately kind of led to what the relationship that Lance and I have now. You know, it was a great decision to stay. Obviously, I'm happy I did. I'm happy I was able to grow with OneSEO over the last, I mean, at this point, it's almost 6 years in September. So it's been fun. But yeah, it's a true story. You know, I walked in with my 2 week and
in hand,
and he wasn't taking it.
and it goes to show everything you've achieved here since. It's been insane. And I've learned so much, because when I walked in the doors, I started as a content writer. I didn't know anything about search engine optimization at all. But once I started learning about it, I figured, okay, add some keywords here, add some keywords there, a couple links, and boom, everything works. I didn't appreciate the process. I didn't trust the process. And I think through working with you through, like, awards these past couple of years, like, we've worked together on these awards 3 years with Andrew and the team, and seeing, like, the growth of these campaigns on, like, a macro scale is, it's crazy, because you don't think about those little tweaks and changes you make every step along the way to get that client to the success. And then you get to the point where, like, you aren't having those review calls with them. It's, we trust you guys. You're killing it. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Right.
And that's that's a testament to the team that we have out there. It's a testament to your leadership and everything you've taught me and everyone else that's on the floor. Like, whether you realize it or not, definitely have strong influence within this company, and I love to see it.
Yeah. There's some great people here. Definitely very bright.
So in terms of the future, we know you got the wife now. We know you're moving. What else is on the docket for Mr. Anthony Kane?
I'll tell you what. So my wife is getting her master's right now in Baltimore, which is where we reside. So I bounce back and forth, as some people know. I think I'm looking to just settle in. We've moved, you know, every other year for the last, like, three or four, like, iterations of that. And it's a lot of work, you know, moving. I worked for a moving company for 6 years when I was in college.
Shout out.
It sucks. It's not fun. It's why you go to college. In my mind, that was, you know, why I wanted to do it. Better ways to make a buck in the world. And so I'm looking to just kind of settle in. We got a nice house now in Baltimore, so I'm excited about that. But really just looking to evolve, like, from a business perspective, from a OneSEO perspective. I think just kind of looking to continue to evolve our product and our offering, whether that's the service we give, whether that's the tools that we implement, you know, anything that we can, because it's never going to change. You know, you look back to what we were using and what we were doing 5 years ago, it's completely, you know, it's completely evolved.
It's a moving target, like you said.
Yeah.
It's a moving target. Well, you keep hitting it time and time again, man. So, as you know, here on the Lion's Den, we always do our final roar. So, as an expert of search engine optimization, why don't you look into this camera and give our guests two actionable items right now as a business owner that they need to implement from an SEO perspective?
On the SEO side, sure. So I think, you know, it's funny when you talk about voice search. It's still trending very well in terms of the numbers. Now, I get, like, the e-commerce portion, the actual transactional side, you know, when people are actually making purchases through voice search, is not quite there. But when you factor in featured snippets and you factor in how much people are actually using it, the one easy, quick change you can make to your SEO strategy is just to think about that and write more conversationally. You know, don't be so robotic within your content, whether it's on your website, whether it's in a blog, whatever it might be. Think like FAQs, you know, being more just kind of talking like you're explaining it to a friend is super, super helpful. And it's something that's going to pay dividends for the next 5 years. You know, if you write your content and kind of craft it to be more conversational. And number two, the toughest part about, I think, digital marketing, any channel, particularly the SEO side, is proving that value, is proving ROI. So the easiest thing I can say is to make sure that you're tracking, making sure everything is accountable and is working. And you can specifically say, okay, you know, I got leads that came from my organic efforts. Whether you're doing it, whether another agency's doing it, it's just the easiest way. So just make sure that you can, at the end of the day, grab a report that shows you what kind of leads you're getting from the organic side. It's something that's incredibly overlooked. Working with the onboarding team, bringing on new clients, we see it all the time. People come to us without anything in place. So that's my those are my two.
Well, Mr. Kane, it has been both an honor and a privilege to sit down with you today. I cannot wait to bring you back in once we roll out Lion Logic and everything that's coming. I don't think that they're ready for it.
Yeah.
So until next time, we got some great content for you next week. Be sure to tune back in. If you're not already following Lance on all social medias, be sure to follow at Lance Bachman on Instagram and Twitter and at Lance Bachman Digital on Facebook. We're loading you guys up with content. Everything you need to grow your business, all you got to do is watch. Take care, everybody.
Peace.